Hey, bro. Can I talk to you?
Yeah, sure, man. What's up?
I just got back from the hospital.
Really? Like, why? Why were you there?
And I got cock lice.
What the fuck is cock lice?
I got fucking dick fleas, man. I got dick fucking crabs.
Two brothers struggling with cock lice. On one journey to find their grandpa.
Huh?
I remember
when I used to fuck your grandmother rotten.
Oh my god, grandpa.
Right in her crap hole.
Oh my god.
It's like a man whimper.
Okay. And
that's a good way to intro this episode, right, Christian?
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 24 of the After Hours Podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Andrew Reyna.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webbekin.
You guys are fucking assholes. Andrew, you know what? Leave it in.
Leave it in.
Oh great, awesome.
Leaving it in.
It's awesome.
Okay, if he cuts it, you will have any idea what I'm talking about, and you don't need to know. So anyway, not much on the OSP news for this week. However, Ryan and I will be going to Days of the Dead in Indy.
Yeah, this is a
last minute thing, but
yeah,
shoots got canceled for the weekend.
Unfortunately,
so.
My maid guy's shoot had to get canceled, but we're pushing it back.
It's still happening.
Don't worry, no fear. It will be. Pushing forward. Yeah.
No, you'd be afraid.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'd be slightly worried.
So now we get to go to this thing, and that's gonna be pretty kick ass.
Oh yeah, dude. At least we get to utilize it somehow, like the downtime of the filming.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get as much coverage as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to get a couple interviews. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see who I can get. I'll go after a couple of the artists for sure if they're selling their art or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I've never been to this one, so
yeah.
I don't know if it's different from Horror Hound or not.
I think the only time I've actually had heard of, or the first time I heard about it, is when you posted something on Facebook that one time.
Yeah, that's probably the same
thing. And I was like, holy shit.
I think it's a newer convention. I'm not sure how long it's been around.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it's kind of tits that, like, you guys get to go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, fuck both of you.
As you say, like,
sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to have fun.
If I had a shit ton of money, I would throw more money down for people.
Yeah.
All of us are broke as fuck.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm going is because Mike's paying.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Horror Hive's paying.
Yeah,
I think it's cool. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, interesting shit going on right now. Like, just in general with Open Sign.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's
kind of a weird transitional
crazy,
period.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of in the I don't know what's up place. So, like, I'm going to continue. Actually, to be completely super duper vague, so that our listeners get all kinds of butt hurt that I'm not talking about what's going on.
I mean, we did recently speak with a person who does job things.
Oh shit! A person and job things.
And if I'm not mistaken, he had hair.
He actually
did. He
does have hair.
I couldn't tell.
You poor bastards. It's like reading lore.
If any of them know what we're talking about, they're like, the fuck?
Right, there's like a couple people that are like, what the fuck?
Except for like Austin will probably know what we're talking about.
Of course he will. He's Austin. Like, he's got a fucking strategy guide about with all of our bios in it. Like,
Austin is fucking Open Sign trading cards.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
I can't say Austin's name anymore because you guys just...
If you make a
what about this possibility in Austin's life?
If you make a magic-based theme, I want to be white, please.
Austin, if you make trading cards and base them off of Yu-Gi-Oh, I want to have the ability to fuse with Baby Dragon.
Yeah. Hey, Joey. I think we Joey. Is Joey here?
Hey,
Joey. Hey, Joey. What's your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card?
Let me see. I think I'd have to be BB Dragon.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean Duel Monsters. I guess calling it Yu-Gi-Oh would be breaking the fourth wall, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah. It'd be kind of
fucking weird.
Sorry, Joey. How do you feel about Seto Kaiba?
Seto Kaiba. So Kaiba's a dickbag.
Do you know what's crazy is that Joey is just young grandpa. Joey Wheeler is actually Grandpa Wheeler.
Do you think anybody knows what the fuck we're talking
about? No,
right,
I don't. I don't.
I know you're talking about some '90s weird shit. Late '90s weird shit.
I can't remember where we were talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about OSP news, going down to wherever, doing some fun shit without us.
Oh yeah, those fuckers. Yeah. And then I Get if any of you actually read the news, or whatever, they're here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're talking about a councilman, Republican Tom Smith, proposed the idea to turn the 19th GE building, it's building 19, into a film studio. They're talking about that. And
which would be dope.
Which would be dope as fuck.
Yeah, would help us out a lot.
So, I done contacted some people. And I'm going to try and get us, like, really involved with that, like, because it's a really good idea. Like,
let's,
it is. Like,
let's go over this for 1 second. You're going to discuss this idea with a politician, and you just said you done contacted some people.
Bow, 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 bow.
My mind working a little bit.
Nate just called me out so hard. Yeah,
I done contacted
the government.
The government gonna come to my house,
try to take my baby.
Leave all this in.
So, I think that nobody outside of Fort Wayne knows what we're talking about. Back in the day, General Electric was like huge. It was like the biggest job source here in Fort Wayne, and
what'd they make?
Electricity.
In general.
Yeah,
just
general electricity.
Yeah.
I don't fucking
know. Is it like an army general, like
Ryan,
a dollar general,
that, right?
Or is it just like general electricity?
Exactly what
general
they did.
Run
they
run
did.
Electricity.
It was a factory.
It was a factory that did some kind of electricity thing. God, my father's probably just shaking his head.
I think they made fucking motors or some bullshit.
Shout out to Tim Clark. Hi, Dad.
Yeah. Hey.
So we've done that in like every episode.
Yeah, right.
So
him and Austin are just like raging hard right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, mention me again next time.
So like
we have two fans.
My dad and Austin. What a kick-ass fan base. They'll
That's
buy our
awesome.
Shirts, I
yeah.
know. So they're
not anymore. Austin's gonna be like, fuck yourself.
So yeah, you will. So the so they're talking about this this thing, and I got I don't know what happened. It's just one day I was chilling and I'm just like, you know, this is a good fucking idea. I'm gonna get super involved in this. This was like 2 days ago.
Right.
And I've like done a shitload of research, and I plan to talk and present some kind of a speech.
Yeah.
I did speech back in high school. Like,
oh.
Christian came over yesterday. You saw me. I had notes, and I'm looking up shit on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, it felt like I was back in high school speech.
That's what I was like. Yes. Yeah.
I do now have flashcards.
I got him flashcards. Yeah.
Right?
I remember when we were talking about this, when it was first posted. Like, I left for a while, and I came back, and you're like, hey, dude, check this out. And then you spit out all this information about why it would be a good idea and why it would be a bad idea to some people and when the GE building closed and, like, what's up with about everything. I'm like, Jesus, man. Okay. That's a lot of info.
I overloaded Ryan a little bit.
Short-wired him.
Like, because I spent, like, 6 hours in front of the computer doing this shit.
Hmm.
I haven't started... I'm not going to start writing the speech until I have my laptop charger. Piece of shit fucking died.
Hasn't come in yet, huh?
No.
That
it's
sucks.
I don't even know what date it is right now.
I don't know. I
like
haven't been keeping track
don't
either,
date the
man.
Episode. Don't know how bad we suck.
Yeah.
I said date and I said a number.
Well, wait,
figure
wait,
out
wait,
the state.
Wait, depending on when this one comes out, the 23rd might be accurate.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
So, like...
I'm sorry.
I'm really excited to, I'm really excited to do this.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, I... I really want Fort Wayne to learn to go with the flow of change. You know, I mean, we're not an industrial city anymore. Like,
open up that boy pussy, Fort Wayne.
Half of our businesses have been outsourced to different countries, have been moved, and you know the art demand here is humongous. You know, it's huge. So I think that with enough push, we can actually do something successful for it. Like, I mean, a studio, that's just a start. That's just a start. Next is galleries. You know, we got galleries and we get music studios. Like, before we know it, this could become one of the central, eastern, middle, midwest fucking film capitals, music capitals. We can take that. We have the potential to do it. We can do it. We might as well fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something.
I mean, that kind of thing moves around a lot. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Like it happened to Seattle in the 90s. early 90s, early and mid 90s.
Yeah, it was like the big, and it still kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like this is our chance to become that. We have to grow as a city if we want to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Are you telling me we will be becoming?
Sir, I do believe that in the next couple years. We will have already became.
Oh my God!
We will have became all over the place.
This is it.
I have become all over the bathroom.
Oh,
and I'm so sorry.
He became.
It's just a sticky legendary mess.
Why did we become too early? How do we stop ourselves from becoming too early? Do we just think about baseball?
You think about dead dogs.
It's okay if you
become... That would just stop my becoming.
It's okay if you become too early because you can always become again.
That's
true. It's true. But you
always have potential to become again.
But you got to make sure you get a snack in before you become again.
Sometimes,
not 2 days in a row.
A little bit of down.
Sometimes you got to wait like 10, 15.
You cannot exceed 3 days of becoming, 3 times a day of becoming, or you're going to start chafing some legendary shit.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to start chafing. That's bad.
You'll have some painful becomings.
Yeah, you'll have some real painful fucking...
Fuck all that.
Like, have an ego. Something like that.
Dust bunny becomings. Have an ego. I've just ejaculated. Let me get an ego.
What the fuck are you talking about?
talking about becoming, Dan.
I know.
Fucking perv.
Yeah.
Quirk?
Wow, so I just talked some serious shit and it just got ruined.
Yeah. Well, so please give us money.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, it's like the long and the short of it is just give us money.
Give us money.
No,
I
like
I want it.
Yeah, seriously. If that does happen.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet. It would make our
jobs a lot easier. It would give jobs to I don't know how many people around here that I know.
Oh yeah.
That would, you know, be more than happy to stay right here where they're at if they had to kind of work.
That'd be incredible, man.
Right. You know, like, I know editors and actors and stuff that either want to move around all the time because there's no work here.
This guy's like all about it, too.
It's going to bring commerce. I don't even really think it's going to like bring this huge effect of change that some people are so afraid of. Like, it's just basically the same kind of thing, except we have a place to go to do it.
Nate, what do you think about it?
I think if we get this place, eventually we'll have $15 lattes and hipsters all over the place. And once they start nesting, they're impossible to get out.
See, this is the argument that I will be facing.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is the argument I will be facing.
Let's pull the plug on the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
We don't want those kind of guys.
I mean, we don't want to be Seattle now.
I think that is the most stereotypical.
I don't think you can get away from that.
I hope we all understand that that was sarcasm.
Yeah. No, I think it's racist.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's racism.
Like, yeah. Like, what else?
I remember.
I don't think hipster is a race, is it?
Have you?
No, no, it's not.
Oh yeah, plenty.
It's a race of people. I think everyone's kind of a hipster in some way, shape, or form.
Mm,
I think it's
I guess
an inevitability.
You know, I do enjoy good coffee, so if that makes me a hipster, then whatever.
No, dude, your music taste makes you a type of hipster.
Why? Mm. Because I'm obsessed with 90s music?
Yes.
Or does that just make them old school grunge?
What the fuck? He lived through the 90s. He's allowed to like that.
Yeah, he's like, that's true. He earns he could be
if anything, grunge. Like, I'm exactly like what I used to make fun of when I was a kid when dudes were, like, stuck in the 80s.
Yeah. True.
Like, I'm that guy.
Are we 90s kids. We're 90s kids, yeah. That's fucking
well, I don't know sweet. About you, Cam. You're actually a little younger, maybe a little too young to be called a 90s kid.
Are you? What?
Millennial?
No, I'm not a millennial.
You might be a millennial.
Dude, I'm like 2 years younger than... A year younger than you.
Right, and that puts you in a different age group.
I'm 92. I was born in 92.
I think 91 is the limit.
Yeah, I'd have to say so.
Are you shitting me? I'm Fuck sorry, you man. Guys. I'm not a millennial. No, I'm not, dude. 95. Past I'm going to look it up
for real, but for now, I'm going to say you're a millennial.
Let's just say that Cam's a filthy hipster.
Yeah.
I'm not a hipster.
Cam's the hipster.
You know you're a hipster?
What?
A hipster.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm moving on from this first stage.
Hipsterism is denial.
Hey, Ryan, you fucking old piece of shit. Shut your greasy whore mouth.
Damn, holy fuck, what the hell? There was some.
I'm going to fuck your shit.
I guess I'm going to go in a bathroom and just take a whole bottle of sleeping pills.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you!
Because that's the hipster thing to do.
Oh my god.
It's all for you, Damien.
That's such a mainstream way to kill yourself. No hipster would do that.
You don't think so?
They'd probably do something wacky like filling a bag full of helium and then putting that over there.
No, dude, let me tell you.
Wacky! I'm different!
At least I know I'll be...
suicide.
Right, this is fucked up, but the best way to commit suicide, the most badass way, is make a noose out of razor wire. Put your head through it, super glue your hands to your face, and it looks like you just pulled your own head off. Just dead silence? Okay, I guess I'm weird.
That's
Jesus.
Jesus Christ!
I think about things.
Wow.
That is a badass way to commit suicide. Day,
I'm kind of mortified.
One day Nate's going to direct a film. And it's going to be...
It's going to be like that movie Antichrist.
Weirdest shit. It's going to be like...
We're going to raise
Rob
the
Zombie's last movie.
Of graphic
the
violence.
The hell was that?
Oh,
The Lords of Salem.
Yeah. That movie was fucked.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And we watched it twice.
Have you seen 100 Days of Sodom?
I didn't watch it twice. Yeah. I only watched it once.
Yeah. You ever see Serbian film?
I've never seen a Serbian film.
Salo.
Don't.
Augustus Underground.
So, you know, actually going on to that, I'm curious. So today I was pooping. Okay.
Really?
I took a dump today. And
good job, man.
Well, thanks, that's guys. What you're supposed to do.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
My BMs are regulated, guys.
Yeah. Was it in the cat box?
Yeah. I actually missed the cat box because it was the hot dog poops.
What'd you do after?
Oh,
so,
shit.
What'd I do after? Well, as I'm sitting there taking this horrendous
poop.
What'd
you do after?
I wiped my butt and flushed.
Good answer.
I was sitting on the toilet and I got inspired by something. So last night we watched this movie called Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan. But
okay.
Okay. It's got one star.
You should watch that with us.
It's got one star
awesome.
On Netflix.
Oh.
It deserves no stars.
Oh. Is it like Troll Hunter?
No, Troll Hunter was actually better.
It's more like Troll 2.
It's more like Troll 2.
It's more like that.
So, there's this crazy old dude who we need to look up if he's actually in Estevez.
He's gotta be.
Yeah, so this old dude, he's playing chess with himself, and he plays by walking inside and walking outside and changing the pieces on each, playing a different character each time. And then thinking about his next move, which is a pretty intelligent way of playing chess. To play with yourself is difficult.
And I find it very easy to play with myself.
And I know you do. And
it comes really natural.
I got inspired for a feature that I'm writing of a scene that takes place somewhat like that, but I don't want to tell what. But it's I restarted Horse. I told you that.
Yeah.
So Ken, I'm curious.
Before these podcasts, do you sit down and wonder how you could piss off our viewers even more?
Right.
Yeah. Every day.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Whatever. View us with your ears.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Like, we're all creative here.
Your eyes.
We're all creative here. How does everybody? What is like something that is really easily inspiring to you? Because mine's like pooping and then thinking.
Drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
drugs.
Mostly of the meth drugs, and heroin variety.
I mean,
do you shoot it into your nutsack? I hear that's
no. A, I snort I hear that's it.
A, oh, why are you alive?
Liquid loud music, heroin. Fast women.
Wow, you guys
harsh
are
harsh chemicals.
You guys
ride together, die
worst.
Together, bad boys yeah. for life.
Fast women. Are we talking like a female Flash or?
Honestly,
yeah.
That's a pretty fast woman.
Did you just drop that joke?
What?
Did that just happen?
Yeah. And I'm just. Sound like a funny resume, so you know.
It was.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it from you.
I always just heard that as a saying and never really thought about what fast women means.
Huh.
I guess it just means wild women. Wild women. There we go. Yeah.
Or maybe fast in bed.
Yeah.
The easy to satisfy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every man.
So it's not
so
it's not a shameful woman. When you finish fast.
So it's not sad.
You know.
So you're not the only one crying.
Yeah.
Basically shit that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I only get
not badass like that, but that's what I like. That's shit I like to write about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. See, I like to write.
Hell yeah.
I like to I don't know how to put it. Like I have just sometimes I'll this sounds so weird sometimes I'll just sit by myself and build stories for fun.
That sounds weird, man. That's not normal. You should
yeah,
get
dude,
a doctor
I mean,
to check that out.
You know what you
have
sound
you
like
a court
a filmmaker.
Yeah, dude, like I tell myself bedtime stories.
Okay,
pretty much.
That's a bit.
No,
I mean,
like
that's
I sit.
A little weird.
No. It's not like I'm like, what the
fuck? I dress up in my onesie.
Get ready, Cam. What's up, Cam?
And then my super awesome Saiyan fan character does this.
Yeah, right. Ha 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 ha. Fuck you.
And
I
totally bang Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Or she bangs Sailor Moon. It's the only way I can get it up.
I get most of my inspiration in like the middle of the night. That's when I'm most creative is around like anywhere between midnight to like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I have my surge of creativity.
Well, like, I'm like, putting together plots. Like, I'm connecting stories and shit.
Yeah.
And I sit there and repeat it to myself so that I make sure it makes sense. I don't sit there and I'm like, okay, so this happens. It's more like I'm sitting there and just, like, going through it in my head. Like, what does it look like? Not what everyone's saying, but what does it look like?
You're building the universe.
Yeah, and I'm usually inspired by just some random shit that I see, like some show or something happens in the show. Like we were watching, me and Laura, Ryan's wife, and our costume designer.
Yeah, duh.
The costume designer.
I'm
costume
just going to stop talking.
Costume stuff.
She says costume duh. And
no,
we were watching Samurai Champloo. And I got some inspiration with that and the Paul Bunyan movie that sucked my balls. So I'm just curious, like, you get inspired by what, Andrew? You're a musician.
Yeah, I get inspired by, well, lately, it's been a lot of, like, just listening to other people's music. When I first was starting to write music, I would never really, I tried to, like, tune out influences. I was looking to find my sound, so I just kind of did a lot of, like, music without much, I don't know, influence. But in the end, now that I'm older and wiser, I realize that's not the direction I should have went. But nowadays, I get inspired by listening to other people's music, especially, or by, it all depends what I'm doing. Like, if I'm working on some, like, hip-hop stuff, you know, if I hear a fucking awesome sample, like, that's it. I just know it clicks and just get to work. But, you know, sometimes I'll be at work and just I'll have a little melody in my head and then, like, a lot of times while I was in college, like, I would have ideas, and I'd just, like, in the middle of class start writing them down, like, musical notation, you know, and then as soon as I get home, just start working on it, you know? It's the hardest part about being a musician is remembering your ideas.
Yeah,
because
that's
getting your ideas down and recorded is probably the most crucial part of writing music, because
I hate when I come up with something and I'm at work.
Yeah.
Because I've got no outlet for it usually.
Mm-hmm. I've started to like I've got there's a lot of software now, especially for Android. It's pretty fucking awesome. On top of that, like a lot of times I'll bust up my recorder on my phone.
Yeah, just
and,
like hum it or
yeah.
whatever. I've done that before, yeah.
So, it's just all about...
Usually I listen to it later and I'm like, what?
It just kind of happens. It just kind of comes to you, and really the crucial part is writing it down. That's getting it recorded. That's the most important thing, because so much gets lost in your thinking space. You know what I mean? Like, so much will get lost to the void if you don't hold on to it.
Yeah, I just hate when I think that some line that I'm writing in a script or like some certain scene is like so fucking badass, and then I, you know, read it like a couple days later, I'm like, what is this?
Right.
No,
yeah.
No good at all.
I hate that.
I wasted a lot of energy on that, and right? Thinking it was good.
I've done that a lot of times. Worked on like a track for like 3 or 4 days with like no sleep, and I just listened to it over and over, and I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
I've done that before too.
And then a week later, you go back to it, and you're like, what is this shit? God damn it.
Yeah.
I just wasted like 72 hours on this thing.
Yeah, there's one day
nobody ever heard it.
And when I was in a band, like the last band I was in before Priest Fight.
Before Priest Fight.
There was one day where I think work was canceled because there was too much fucking snow, either that or something. I can't remember, but I was home all day and I worked on this one track on my keyboard and my guitar, and I actually tried doing some half-assed decent vocals, which sounded a lot like a rip-off of Marilyn Manson. I thought it was pretty damn cool. Like, I was like, yeah, so we can totally make this a song, right? Our guys were like, yeah, it's pretty good, you know, work on it. And I listened to it, maybe 2 days later I deleted all of it.
Yeah, that's
it was terrible.
I don't know how much of like your stuff goes unreleased, Ryan, but if it's anything like me, I've got so like up on where I used to upload all my music to, I've got about 100 submissions. Well, I've got probably like, I don't know, I, well, on the old laptop before it died, I probably had at least like 300 different projects I had, you know, and I only released like a third of them, if that, you know what I mean. It's just a lot of stuff. It's
definitely
just
more
get
that
released.
I throw away, I think. And
yeah.
I keep, especially writing riffs. I mean, I'm mainly a guitar player, so.
Right.
I wrote like a million riffs, probably, but.
That's why I have a lot of like respect for a really fucking awesome album, like one album that's just every song is great, like Deltron 3030. That album is fucking amazing. Every single song, every single track is excellent, and when you're able to create like consistent high quality content like that, it's just probably the best feeling. I don't know, very few people I think have that kind of ability.
Yeah, I've been chasing it for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, as
I've never had like an actual full-on album that I've produced.
I have
kinda
one.
Sucks.
I hope it stays buried forever.
I have a couple. I've on a couple demos and shit like that, but never had a full length album. So we'll see, like what happens with this band. When we do drop an album, it should be like that. It should like, it'll have a certain flow to it from beginning to end.
Yeah, those are the best albums. The ones you could just listen to from start to finish without hitting that skip.
Yep.
And those make the best vinyls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, for sure.
Dude, I am just, I don't know, like, the more I think about it, Nate, you know, I was going to give an artist, an actor perspective, but Nate, you're an actor. You're more actor than I am, so, well, not technically, but like.
Do you come up with characters or personas?
Yeah, where's your inspiration come from?
My inspiration comes from something I like to refer as fucking agony. Oh. See, I get insomnia real bad at least once a week, especially lately. It's been like multiple times. And about around hour 43 of being awake, the lampposts have started dancing like an old-timey cartoon. I've smoked 2 packs of cigarettes. Pandora's been playing fucking Cats Screaming for All I Know for about a day or so.
Cats.
And I just, things enter my head. Because I am so gone at that point, and some of them I write down, some of them I just let the magic take them. And that's where I get a lot of my stuff, just that absolute fucking insanity of what is my life, is this reality.
What about you, Christian?
What the fuck?
That's not normal, Nate.
Yeah, Christian. You're a writer.
Drugs.
That sucks.
Drugs, Stephen King, and the unknown are the three best answers I can give you there.
What kind of drugs?
Is that also the name of your first album?
Nice. Maybe.
I like that album.
That's probably going to be like my biography or whatever the fuck one day, if that ever happens. But no, man, like I just, you know, I like to sit there a lot. Like I find myself like at work too, like either listening to some particularly good music or listening to like audiobooks of Stephen King. Anything like that, and then my mind just wanders, and I just kind of, in my head, I've got, like, three different universes. None of it's, like, really written down all that much, but I could call it back whenever. And I'm, like, it's just, like, consistent intake from certain things, especially the genre you're working on, gives me... Like, I listen to fucking creepypasta readings and shit at work sometimes, just so I can, you know... Like, some of the newer ones that come out, I'll listen to them, and, you know, there's some certain shit that I've come up with, just, you know, the last couple days in my head, just from listening to certain things, and I guess life experience, really. It's something that it took me kind of a while to at least get figured out. I definitely don't have it fucking mastered yet, but... Just trying to take every life experience and like the shitty times and sit there and wonder like, okay, well, what went wrong where? And then kind of just break it down. I mean, it's a process I have, but like I break it down and I kind of get to the root of certain things. I notice a pattern and usually I write something based on that after or create something. During, like, shitty times is when it's especially active.
Right, but... dude? I nailed out a whole script in 2 weeks. Like, my last real shitty...
I started a script.
Fucking finished shit out of it, and now I hate it, and I'm starting over.
That's usually what happens.
It was funny how it happened, because I was like, hey, Webb, I was really fucking proud of it when I finished it. I'm like, Webb, read this tomorrow morning. He was like, all right, man. Yeah. Webb did this.
I didn't do shit, man. Webb,
I get up one afternoon, and I'm like, hey, man, did you read it? He's like, yeah, I got about halfway through it.
Not that I was going to keep reading.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, at that point, I was halfway
What was your advice? I don't remember.
I said all your content was really freaking good. I said I just got a bit... lost,
confused,
a little bit.
Yeah,
because you started jumping around scenes, and I couldn't quite figure out what characters were in what scene, and like, it just got a little bit jumbled. I was like, if you didn't do that as much, then it would just
be fine. Is why I'm starting over.
But yeah, you're like, no, I'm gonna start the whole thing over now.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was so mad because he was right. I knew he was right, and I'm just like, oh, fuck. So, like, I'll end up getting a whole script out and then delete the whole thing if I don't like it for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Like, and if I'm really pushing on scripts, I'll stay up all night and drink a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, all night.
At the last script I wrote, like, I got to page 90 and nothing had happened. Nothing important had happened.
I kind of get that, like, as far as like I kind of started writing a script, but as far as music goes, like I'm sure you probably had that too, where you start with an idea and maybe you're like, yeah, I'm gonna make this track, and you realize like maybe 2 minutes of this track has gone by, but there's been no real development musically.
Like I totally relate to that. A riff going and it's like, what can I put with this?
Right.
Nothing sounds good with this, so you just play over and over.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, like I was like really like today I told you, Christian, I was looking through Facebook earlier, and I found a post from the 23rd of December in 2012, and it's a really long post. I'm like, okay, what's it say? So I read it, and it was the exact time and date that I finished the first draft of Stray.
Huh.
on December 23rd.
And you tagged me in that status, right?
Yeah, 2012.
I've been involved.
And
I told you about that script before it was even done.
I realized it was 2015. And I almost shit my pants.
Yeah, right? Like, time gets by pretty quick.
Like, oh my god. That's crazy.
See, dude? You'll have to, like, re-tag me in that so I can look at that post. Because I remember, like, you and I had met at Friendly Fox, and you're, like, telling me, like, I have this idea for this movie, and you told me the whole plot for Stray.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
And now here I am years later working on it with you. It's fucking, like, randomly like, oh, shit, he actually put that thing together. He fucking made it. Good shit.
I can't believe I made it. It's like we saw a little tidbit today, and it blew my mind.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It was pretty good.
It was. I'm proud of it.
That was really nice to see, actually.
Yeah, I can't wait to start seeing some clips of it, you know, so we can start working on some music.
Can I talk about this human fish?
Yeah.
Human teeth fish that bites testicles?
You're fucking bullshit, man. That sucks.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Is it in Jersey?
Andrew, where are you going?
Yeah.
Jersey sucks.
I heard about this on Bob and Tom, actually. Rare testicle-eating fish.
What?
With human-like teeth found in New Jersey.
Jersey sucks.
That's funny. Native American, native to Native American.
Well, wouldn't that make it a Native American
I guess.
Fish?
Technically.
Native to the Amazon. Called the Paku.
Paku, yeah.
Paku fish.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Is that the one that
was caught
in
a reservoir?
No,
reservoir.
That's a parasite.
In southern New Jersey. Over the weekend. So, holy shit, that would suck.
Occasionally biting people with human-like teeth.
Yeah.
Fish with people teeth. Fuck that.
Fish with people teeth.
Wait, do you have a picture of this thing?
Similar to the piranha. There it is
testicles.
Right there, but like it's not showing the teeth. I seen a picture on Facebook
earlier.
Does it
smile?
With it, and
yeah,
I've
seen.
And it showed the teeth, but I can't find a picture with the teeth right now.
So wait, it eats testicles?
Yeah, apparently it
like
likes,
it just
it
directly
likes,
goes to testicles.
And, apparently.
Gay fish.
There you go, Kanye.
You're welcome.
Wow.
That's fucked up, dude. Like. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's some weird ass animals out there.
This planet is fucked. I swear they make them. For
aliens are fucking with us.
Yeah.
Aliens make.
Hey.
Ball eating.
Hey, Gorblock. Gorblock.
So
let's put people teeth in this fish and make it eat balls.
So dude, that's such an awesome idea.
You wanna hear,
doing it right now.
You want to hear something fucked up? Is that a saltwater fish or is that a freshwater fish?
Well, they're native to the Amazon.
I'd say
so
freshwater.
Is a river.
Oh my god.
I am never swimming in any water here in Fort Wayne again, then.
No,
definitely not the river.
Yeah, I'm totally not going
to
go swim.
Why the fuck would you do that to begin with?
I'm just saying, if I had to, I would just not do it now.
I think I'd have a heart attack because I would remember this. And I'd be like, I want to eat my testicle!
Cup the balls. Cup the balls.
Dude, he'll bite your fingers off.
I don't care, man. At least I'll have my balls.
So, you know, fuck the Amazon.
Yeah,
like,
dude, the Amazon
I never
want to
go there.
What good has come from that place?
Probably nothing.
Like, the largest, most muscular women in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
On that note, everybody. Well, do we have anything? Oh, yeah. I'm going to link again, as usual. I'm going to link the Twitter and the email in the description here. Email, tweet us any of your questions, and we will start answering those. We will continue to. Hopefully, we've already had some hits by now.
Also, we need dick pics. Need more dick pics.
Send us them dicks.
Hey, let's see that dick pic.
Let's see those 2D dick pics.
Draw some dicks.
Fuck it, I like them all.
Draw some fucking hilarious ones.
Draw some Dickosaurus Rex.
But, yeah. Dickosaurus Rex.
Yeah, make sure they go to Christian. They're all entitled to Christian.
At Christian.
Make Second sure
dick.
To check out
dick
check out Horror Hive.
Check out Horror Hive.
You'll probably see some videos up there very shortly of Days of the Dead that we're gonna cover this weekend, so that should be awesome.
So yeah, it's gonna be a fun, like, last minute. I mean, it's gonna be work, but it's gonna be like a last minute kind of trip thing.
Yeah, it'll be an all day thing.
But yeah,
that's cool though.
Yeah, lucky fuckers.
Fuck you guys. All right, everybody, bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.